the genesis of the problem is that Congress basically used the term waters of the U.S. in the statute, but they didn't define specifically what waters of the U.S. is. And because of that, you have a variety of different interpretations out there, and you have an element of society, very radical environmentalists and others that want to regulate every little piece of land that possibly, you know, might have a mud puddle. And certainly, if you had enough rain to where you had a stream of water that went from one end of the field to the other end of the field, we think that's an outrageous interpretation and not at all what Congress would have intended. But the way to rectify this long term is to codify basically the Trump rule or a similar rule and definition, and that makes it very, very clear. The problem you have legislating it is we could get it through the House if we have enough like-minded members, and we will if the elections go as I think they will in November. But the Senate, you still got to get 60 votes to do almost anything, and we're not going to have near enough members in the Senate to enact that type of statutory change that's necessary. And not only that, you know, whatever you pass in one chamber and then the other, you know, obviously the president's got to sign it into law. So you really have to have the political stars aligned and a unified governing philosophy between the executive branch and the legislative branch to achieve that. So therein lies the difficulty of it. But that would be the ideal way to address it for sure.